Good morning. A Monday morning before a presidential election tomorrow with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Many people on pins and needles as we wait for the inevitable vote tomorrow, Alan, and already nearly 91 million people in this country have voted either in early voting or by mail or absentee ballot. Your thoughts this morning as we await the contest tomorrow?
First of all, David, I happen to think that this is the most important election that this country has ever seen or may ever see. There is no question that this president has been off the tracks. When he starts talking about the thugs who have tried to run a bus off the road being patriots, when he is behind so many of the attempts to disqualify voters all over the country, we are seeing fascism, totalitarianism in the present. There is no question that if Donald Trump becomes the president, and he may another time, all bets are off in so many ways in this country. So we are seeing the final play. A lot of people are coming out. We're hearing that the president is going to declare victory if he comes close on election day. We know he'll have extra voters on election day. That's a tactic. But all of those other votes, those mail votes like mine and everybody else's, have to be counted. And this is where the 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court becomes very important. We have seen that the court is loath to invalidate ballots. We have seen that the court is going, despite its 6-3 conservative majority, I have a feeling John Roberts becomes very, very important in all of this to say, if the court blows this now, it's the end of the court. Was I in the room when he said it? No, but he's got to be saying it. I'm sure of it. So this is an election which is coming down to the wire, of course, and where the Democrats have an interesting dilemma. On the one hand, they're ahead, and people like to be on the bandwagon, and so that would help. At least that's what the polls say. On the other hand, if people become overconfident, as they were in the Hillary election, and a lot of people didn't vote because they thought Hillary was going to win, then you're in a different kind of a situation where they stay home. So there has to be this careful balancing of a positive message, we're going to win, with an apprehensive message that this could go in Trump's favor, which it could.
And what about the fact that every presidential election, there's the game of electoral college stratego, the idea that this is the formula for which Trump can win here?
Without question, that is true. And the thing you look at now is Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the battleground. And Biden has a certain advantage in that he was born in the Scranton. He's claiming Pennsylvania as his own, but the Trump forces are not letting that go. It seems to me that the music from The Empire Strikes Back would be entirely appropriate right here. This is going to be a battle to the finish. In this morning's news, we are hearing that the president is indicating that after the election, Fauci is bye-bye. Well, Fauci is one of the most popular men in America. For Trump to be saying that right now indicates his frustration with the fact that Fauci tells the truth and is telling people what is happening with the coronavirus and indicating that this president hasn't done what he should. And I think if there's a single thing that scares many older people and many people in general, because it should, it is the coronavirus and the fact that in this pandemic, this president has been absent and has not done what he needed to do.
No question. A group of Stanford University economists who created a statistical model estimated that there have been at least 30,000 coronavirus infections and 700 deaths as a result of 18 campaign rallies President Trump held from June to September.
Well, if that person was somebody in your family, how would you feel? You know, when somebody of that huge number dies, you have to say, this could have been avoided. And it could have been. You know, the idea that you would go out there and make a political statement by not wearing a mask, and by the way, in these rallies, most people are not wearing masks, you're asking for it.
2020 election day. Over half of Americans believe November 3rd will be the most stressful day of their lives. It's a new poll called One Poll. Nearly 6 in 10 people can't imagine being more stressed than they already are this year, while 67% want the year to be over now.
David, I understand that there are people who are feeling a great deal of stress. I understand it because I'm there. Each person manifests stress in different ways. I have a strained neck. There are people all over this country who are feeling this because if this vote goes wrong, it could be the end of democracy as we know it.
There is also that anxiety, we've spoken about this, of poll watchers. The issue, are we going to see some unfortunate acts at these polls amid voting?
Well, you know, David, a lot of businesses are taking this very seriously. They're boarding up. You know, this becomes, in some ways, the self-fulfilling prophecy, because the more you say it's going to happen, the more it probably will happen. So, you know, voting in America represents our strength. It is the peaceful transference of power. Instead of riots, you get people who either move in or out of the White House, in and out of the Congress, move in and out of the Senate. And speaking of the Senate, the polls are also indicating there's a very good chance that the Senate will be flipped to the Democrats. If Biden wins, you'll have a Democratic president, you'll have a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate. Now, this is very important, because if a new president is to have his program installed, he's going to need that kind of help rather than the kind of intransigence you've seen from, for example, the Republican-dominated Senate and Mitch McConnell. And one more thing, David, that's very important, and that is Joe Biden. Joe Biden was a brilliant choice on the part of the Democratic Party, because he is a moderate. He doesn't give the Republicans a chance to yell socialism and communism, which they would have with other candidates. And everybody in the Democratic Party is on board, because everybody knows what this is. So even the people to the left are being extraordinarily supportive of this candidacy, because everything is at stake.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Get out there and vote.
It's the most important thing of all. We never told you how, but everybody has to vote.